Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Gillette man deemed competent to stand trial for alleged attempted murder of mother. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. A Campbell County man, Scott Lyle Patenode, has been deemed competent to stand trial for attempted second-degree murder after allegedly slitting his mother's throat in May. According to the Gillette News Record, the Wyoming State Hospital confirmed his competency, and a judge upheld the finding, allowing the case to proceed. Patenode waived his preliminary hearing and remains in custody on a $100,000 cash bond. The incident occurred on May 25th when Patenode's mother called 911 to report the attack. Patenode admitted to the crime, citing self-defense against perceived threats, though his mother survived. He faces 20 years to life in prison if convicted. Fire ban imposed at Keyhole State Park amid Crook County's escalated fire restrictions. Folks planning to have a campfire at Keyhole State Park will need to reconsider as the park has announced a fire ban in accordance with Crook County's fire restrictions. The park service stated last week on Facebook, due to high fire danger, Crook County has implemented fire restrictions now in effect at Keyhole State Park. The ban prohibits wood fires, charcoal grills, gas fireplaces, gas fire pits, and any visible flames. Park visitors are encouraged to plan accordingly and bring an approved gas grill with a lid instead. County 17 reported the Crook County Board of Commissioners escalated fire restrictions to Stage 2 on August 6th following the recommendation of Fire Warden Charlie Harrison due to severe fire conditions across the county. These conditions, driven by a heavy fuel load and dry weather, could overwhelm local firefighter resources. Under the current restrictions, all fire sources are banned in Crook County except for devices using pressurized liquid or gas with shutoff valves when operated in areas clear of flammable materials. Violations may result in up to 30 days in jail, a $100 fine, or both, along with potential restitution for fire suppression costs and damages. For more news and information, go to BasinsRadio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.